accepting, including, embracing, and sharing deviance. What kind of twisted person makes a YouTube video in which she tells 2 5-year-old girls and 2 5-year-old boys that as a child she questioned her sexuality and that she watched the movie Nell multiple times in order to see actress Jodie Foster naked? Well, that's just what childish 35-year-old Canadian television personality and mother of two, Jessie Cruikshank, recently did. Cruikshank views Gay Pride Month as a teachable moment to persuade very young, impressionable children that sexual deviance is fun, funny, and worthy of support and celebration. In a clownish, polka-dotted outfit and surrounded by rainbow balloons, she quizzes these 5-year-olds on their understanding of homosexuality, Pride Month, the importance of affirming homosexuality, and the meaning of the term gay icons. You know, people like Neil Patrick Harris, Ricky Martin, Lady Gaga, Anderson Cooper, and Jodie Foster, all of whom she lists for the children. Cruikshank tells them that gay pride is a celebration of sexual diversity, a concept young children have no capacity to understand. Of course, Cruikshank doesn't care whether they can understand it because her goal is not understanding. Her goal is indoctrination. Neither does she have any intention of sharing with them that her views are ahistorical, arguable, and subversive. Rather, with a mind shrouded in darkness, she wallows in perverse delight that these little ones know the terms gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual. She shows her delight in one little girl's positive response to the idea of how cool it would be to be raised in a fatherless home, cheering her on, saying, "Yeah, so many advantages." Cruikshank feeds children putrid dogma and then shamelessly posts her pernicious effort on the internet for the world to see. If you go to this article online, you can see the video. It's short. While anyone with a moral compass will be repelled by Cruikshank's perverse ploy, Minnesota librarians are likely rejoicing. 3 public libraries in St. Paul are hosting drag hours, at which drag queens, that is, men who masquerade as women, and drag kings, that is, women who masquerade as men, will confuse and corrupt preschoolers. If you go to this article online, you can see 2 of the bad lip-syncing, cross-dressing adult men these taxpayer-funded libraries are bringing in to propagandize children, and you can see 1 of the cross-dressing women they're bringing in. The libraries advertise these events as suitable for, quote, adult, baby, preschool, school-age, teen, and toddler, urging people of all ages to, quote, come meet some fabulous drag queens and kings at the library. They will read stories, sing songs, and strut their stuff for an over-the-top story hour, end quote. These drag hours are rationalized as a way to, quote, promote acceptance and inclusion, to break boundaries and explore creativity, to embrace our differences and to share who we are with the world, end quote. Just attach terms that elicit good feelings to deviant acts, terms like acceptance, inclusion, and creativity, and abracadabra, deviance is normalized and even celebrated. In the service of acceptance, inclusion, and sharing, maybe next year St. Paul libraries could invite some sex workers or dominatrices to read picture books about empowerment and embracing to toddlers. Well, thinking people know there's nothing intrinsically good about the acts of accepting, including, or creating, and boundaries are often very good things essential to sustaining the public good. We can accept, include, and create valuable, worthy phenomena, and we can accept, include, and create sordid phenomena that debase and harm. Boundaries help to rein in the all too often disordered impulses of fallen humans, thereby protecting children and cultivating a climate conducive to human flourishing. Some differences in human behavior should be embraced, and some should be condemned and rejected. Some behaviors should be shared with the world because they reflect that which is good, true, and beautiful. Some behaviors should never see the light of day because they reflect evil, lies, and ugliness. Before inviting cross-dressers to entertain toddlers, these Minnesota libraries had to have concluded first that cross-dressing is a phenomenon worthy of being accepted, included, embraced, and shared. I guess if progressives can't kill children in the womb, they'll kill them body, mind, heart, and soul afterwards.